Do you ever feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Well, now you can get it at no cost or obligation. You can get a copy of our hot off the press 401k survival guide or take advantage of a complimentary consultation valued at over $999. Call Mark Giles and the team at EFS Group, 712-560-0360. That's 712-560-0360. This episode of Mark on Money is brought to you by EFS Group for all your retirement needs. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Mark Giles or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Many of us are hoping for a smoother 2021. Before we get too far down the road, let's highlight some lessons we learned from 2020. That and more on today's show.
And now,
live from the heart of Sioux City,
Mark on Money with your host, Mark Giles.
The key is having a plan in place, knowing what you're going to do.
A place where your retirement questions are answered.
You could be putting tens of thousands in jeopardy.
You'll get the latest news on 401ks and retirement planning.
It can make a profound difference with what you can and can't afford in retirement.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place.
Welcome in to Mark on Money.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. This is Mark on Money with Mark Giles. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark is a certified financial planner. EFS Wealth Management is where you find him. 30-plus years of experience and so much more. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Not too much. Just, you know, starting another week here. So, and another week of 2021.
Right. And so do you think, you know, you said at the beginning that, you know, maybe we can learn something from 2020. It was, you know, it was a rough year for sure. But what are some takeaways that we can learn from that, or perhaps a lesson that slapped us in the face, like building an emergency fund?
Yeah, it turns out that, you know, just having $2,500 socked away can mean the difference between muddling through a crisis or falling off a cliff.
Wow.
Okay. And that's based on research from University of Colorado Boulder, and university says that to get to that level, you should direct your bank to move a regular amount to a savings account every month. And so you just set up a separate account, just like you're paying your bills, you're paying yourself, and you're moving X amount of dollars every month into that emergency fund. So it's a good idea to do that. You know, have that money set aside. So if the furnace breaks or the car breaks down, or, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that comes up.
There's always something. Well, I mean, again, it's interesting that, I mean, the $2,500 could make that big a difference, but I can see where it would, even if you start there, you know, and have that much, at least that's a start, right?
Well, and I think the key is that you don't just take $2,500 out of your checking account and throw it into a fund and have it and leave it sit there. You take a monthly amount, or, you know, if you get paid biweekly, a biweekly amount, and that money goes into that emergency fund. So it continues to build up, because typically the longer it, and it's kind of that way with the markets, the longer things go on without a crisis, the bigger the crisis is, it seems like. And so
well, that's well said.
Same thing usually happens with the finances, and usually the longer things go on, it's not just one thing that breaks, it's you know, the microwave, the stove, the water heater, the car, you know, everything seems to go out at the same time. So it's just a good idea, you know, set that money aside, let it continue to accumulate, you know, and yeah, and then when it's needed, it's there.
You don't have to worry about it. Exactly. But that's one of the things that I think you've said before. It's one of the first things that you recommend to potential clients is that, you know, you've got to start, you know, obviously you've been saving money, but do you have an emergency fund? And that's a pretty important first step.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the next thing is, you know, as people panicked during the pandemic to get your affairs in order, you know, and hundreds of thousands of Americans led a pretty normal life. And then one day they were cut off from their families, the next in hospitals, You know, and many people died without wills, plans, or goodbyes. And so here's a list of must-have estate planning documents. Number one is a durable power of attorney. So you're giving someone else the ability to take over your affairs. Secondly, a last will and testament. You know, and some of these things kind of make sense. You know, mm-hmm. people are like, yeah, I know I should need to do that. Well, just, you know, put it on your list. You know, it should be, you know, one or two on your list to get things done. You know, along with a durable power of attorney and the will, you should have a healthcare power of attorney.
That's a really important one too, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, giving people the ability to make decisions and what really you want to have happen as far as DNRs and, you know, organ donations and all that kind of stuff. That's important stuff to have, you know, completed. And, you know, also along with the enaction of HIPAA, you know, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act or whatever sure. it stands for.
We all know what it is.
The HIPAA disclosure you sign every time you go to the doctor. Typically, when you do the healthcare directive power of attorney, a lot of times you want to complete a HIPAA authorization giving usually your healthcare directive or the healthcare power of attorney person the authorization to also get access to your medical records, talk to your insurance company, and that kind of stuff. Because mm-hmm. without the HIPAA authorization, you know, they may not even be able to call your insurance company up because they won't talk to them unless you have that.
Right. Well, I mean, again, it's, and you know, things happen quickly. You never really know. So it's best to be prepared.
Right. And it's not something you can do after the fact. This is something that you need to have done ahead of time.
Okay. Right.
And then making sure that the accounts that you have, that beneficiaries are correctly designated, you know, on life insurance, retirement plans, annuities. And then on other accounts, you can set up payable upon death or transfer upon death designations, which are very similar to, you know, naming a beneficiary on a life insurance policy, but they're designations that you put on to accounts that aren't IRAs. You know, they're right. just in your individual name, and you name someone who that money is going to go towards.
Right.
Helping to expedite the process and, you know, just.
And, you know, those are really important things, and they're not terribly expensive, and I know that that's something you can help us do, you know, when we come in. I know estate planning is a part of your process.
Well, you know, as a certified financial planner, you know, estate planning is part of the financial planning process.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things as I share with individuals that either are our clients or are looking to become become clients of our firm is that that's just part of the process that, you know, tax planning, you know, wealth accumulation, wealth distribution, estate planning, those are all topics of discussion that we have. And a lot of times discussing those things with us is part of the process, and it'll save you money and help to kind of know what you want to talk about when you go and meet with your attorney.
Sure.
Because your attorney's going to, you know, start the clock, you know, from the time that you walk in the door or the time you pick up the phone and start talking to them. And so you want to, you know, not sit there, you know, and have three or four meetings trying to determine who you want to have for your power of attorney or, you know, who you want to leave your money to or, you know, different things as far as that is concerned. You want to kind of know what the direction is that you're going and kind of educate yourself ahead of time, because being educated at $300 an hour is expensive education.
It truly is. And so, again, just being prepared for that part of it, too. Folks, if you want to get a head start today, 712-560-0360. That's the number to reach Mark. And I think a lot of folks experience, me personally, you know, as the pandemic unrolled last year, you know, we weren't going out to eat, and we realized, hey, there's money in the budget here. I can save that money. So maybe we should make
those. It's amazing how much money we spent going out to restaurants.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
And,
yes.
You know, a lot of people have a lot of money that they've accumulated in their checking and savings accounts that, because they just haven't spent anything, haven't gone anywhere, haven't done anything, haven't gone out to eat. And so one of the things that I could encourage you in 2021 is keep saving that money. Take a look at what you might have given up in 2020 that you can keep giving up in 2021? You know, things that were maybe frivolous, maybe things that you said, you know, we went here and did this, and now we're doing something else, and it's saving us quite a bit of money. Why would you want to go back and you know, just not, you know, do something that was not saving you as much money as what you're doing now?
Sure. And, you know, again, when we talk about the roller coaster that is the market, there are ways to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at between February and mid-March, it was one of the quickest declines in market history. Large company stocks lost 34% in a couple month period of time. And then from there, they rose 55% through October 23rd. So, I mean, you're looking at a third fall and a 50% rise.
Wow. That's amazing. So, I mean, if you panicked and moved to cash, you know, back in March, and you didn't get back in, well, you missed a great opportunity.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why having somebody to hold your hand, and, you know, we did a number of, you know, we look back. I look back, and it'd be nice to be able to replay our conference calls that we had with our clients back in March, talking about what we expected to happen. I didn't expect the market to recover all of its losses by October. I thought maybe by the end of the year, we would be back to where we were. You know, you kind of look back at history and you look back at some of the past scares that we had with SARS and some of the other things that have happened in history to the market and how long it's taken for the market to bounce back. We did follow a fairly similar pattern to that, I think, with the exception that there were a few companies that just, you know, did very well because of how they were positioned, whether it was from the work at home to, you know, just, you know, the retailers to, you know, everybody ordering online. You know, it was a complete change in behavior. So there were some sectors that really did really, really well. And there were other sectors that still haven't recovered. I mean, the oil sector, energy sector is one of those that really has not gotten back to pre-pandemic levels yet. And I put that with a big yet on the end.
So, I mean, you know, we're seeing pretty low prices at the pump, and so you anticipate that could change?
Well, one of the things that usually does change is with economic growth is an increase in energy use, and the new administration is, you know, got different energy policies. They'll take some time to enact those if they ever do get enacted. But, you know, as air travel comes back, you know, we've seen a huge cut in, you know, the amount of energy that's being used for travel because a lot of people just aren't traveling. But when that travel picks back up, yeah, I would expect to see, you know, pump prices going back to what they were before the pandemic. You know, it's just normal economic cycle.
Right. And so, folks, if you've never put a plan together or maybe you're thinking now is the time, you're sort of motivated, maybe now's a great time to give Mark a call. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, we're local. You know, we've been in business for going on four decades. And so I think that gives us quite a bit of experience looking back and be able to give some advice looking forward. So yeah, give us a call. You know, we're right in Sunnybrook area, right across from Target. We've been there, I think, for 12 years. We used to be downtown before that. But no, we'd be happy to visit with you, see once what you're doing. If there's any advice we can give to you that can help you out in retirement planning and investment, accumulating wealth, and all the things that we went over.
Sure.
Just simply getting your affairs in order, getting your I's dotted and your T's crossed, or giving you a second opinion of where you're at. And you know, we've got a great team, you know, four advisors in the office, a great support staff. You know, we want to be able to help you out. So, yeah, absolutely. Give us a call, 712-560-0360. Be happy to visit with you.
And as he said, the number 712-560-0360. Get that comprehensive financial review, and you will find where you are today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360.
Planning for retirement is challenging. When you throw in taxes in the mix of things, it gets even more complicated. We'll break down three tax rules that could help you avoid unpleasant financial surprises in retirement.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking when and if there's ever a panic, even during a correction or a mild recession. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from pitfalls. Get in touch with Mark on Money's Mark Giel, 712-560-0360, 712-560-0360.
We're back. Mark on Money is the show. Mark Giels is here. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And Mark, we've been in a great discussion talking about, lessons learned from 2020 into 2021. And now we walk into tax time. You know, we're going to have to start thinking about taxes soon. And so let's start.
Exciting. Yeah.
It's an exciting time. You know, I think, because even in retirement, taxes are still there, bills still come. So how do we tackle this? What do we do? And even with Social Security, that's not avoiding taxes either.
No, we are going to it's been a little while since we've actually held one of our tax courses. We used to do them every month prior to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of you have attended them, but they're called Taxes in Retirement. And we used to hold them at colleges and the local library here, and it was a struggle to find. Look, the library still aren't using their facilities for any public meetings here locally. But the end of February, we are going to find a location and hold our taxes and retirement workshops.
Oh, terrific! Great time
somewhere.
Obviously. Yeah.
Probably the best place for us to do it is looking like we're probably going to hold it at Stony Creek, just because it's a big facility. We can socially distance. It looks like things are quieting down a little bit in terms
right.
of the pandemic. And hopefully a month down the road, things will look a lot better. And so just keep an eye out for that. We'd be happy to have you attend and meet me in person as we talk about taxes and really what taxes in retirement means, which is totally different than what taxes mean while you're still working. Because once you retire, taxes don't go away, and so you've got to prepare for them because they can wreak havoc on your retirement plans. And doing a good job in planning for tax reduction strategies is just as important as planning for how to position your portfolio for income. The two kind of go hand in hand. One of the things that is important to understand is how are taxes on Social Security taxed?
Good question.
Because even though you've been paying into Social Security for decades, you may owe taxes on your benefits themselves once you retire. And in fact, if you did not know this, Social Security is the only thing that you actually potentially may pay taxes on twice. Because when you are paying into Social Security, that's not a pre-tax payment. You don't get a deduction. You're actually paying income taxes on the Social Security payments that you're paying in. And when you receive your benefit, it may be taxable depending upon how much total income you have. You have to figure out through what's called a provisional income calculation whether or not your Social Security is subject to taxation or how much and at what percent your Social Security is taxed. And your monthly checks may also be subject to state income taxes as well. So there are some states that do tax Social Security and some that do not. Iowa is one of those that does not tax Social Security. However, Nebraska is one of those that does tax Social Security.
Well, and just to the north, Minnesota does, and then North Dakota. So you're surrounded by states right. that tax yeah. it. It seems they're right. clustered yeah. in the Midwest. I mean, good for Iowa for not.
Right. You know, and you know, state taxes aren't a huge amount, but all taxes add up over time. And whether or not you're going to owe federal taxes on Social Security depends upon what I mentioned earlier, which is that provisional income calculation. If your provisional income is higher than $25,000 for individuals or $32,000 for married couples, up to 85% of your benefit amount will be subject to income taxes. And so if you can plan around that or reduce that just through structuring of income, that can make a very important planning item in your retirement. So it goes back to, you know, if somebody's retiring in their early 60s and we're not taking Social Security for a number of years, and you've got a lot of IRA money, you know, if you start converting that IRA money over to Roth IRAs, Roth IRA money distributions, when you're taking money from your Roth, they do not count in that provisional income calculation.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So you could have quite a bit of income that you're receiving and not pay taxes on your Social Security. So income from a regular IRA versus from a Roth IRA in retirement could make a big difference on how much tax you pay on your Social Security income.
And that, I mean, again, that's not a reason to convert to a Roth, but I mean, it's certainly a factor.
Right. And even if you have to pay taxes and there's no way to get around it, it's always a good idea to estimate how much that you're going to owe each year and factor that into your retirement budget. All too often, we have the conversation of, you know, you have X amount of dollars and here's how much, or the conversation is, well, how much money do you need or how much money do you want in retirement to spend? And people will typically say, well, I need to have in my budget, I need to have $5,000 a month or $6,000 a month. And my question is always, well, is that gross? Is that before taxes or is that after taxes? And some people will be like, no, that's before I pay my taxes. I've already figured that out. But all too often, it's after taxes. And if it's after tax income that you need, well, you need quite a bit more money in order to generate that income, pay taxes on it, and then net out what's left. And a lot of people don't think that through. They think, well, I need X amount of dollars in income at retirement. And, you know, if you've got $1 million and that $1 million will generate $50,000 a year, well, and you need $60,000 a year to retire on, including Social Security and so forth, but now you're paying a big chunk in taxes, you might not have enough to generate that income on an after-tax basis. So it's something that is definitely has to be worked and calculated into that plan.
And that's, obviously, that's what you do, and you help folks get there and make sure that things are, you know, like you said, the I's dotted, T's crossed.
Right. And then planning for, you know, required minimum distributions.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
they're back this year, huh?
Yep. Yeah, last year we got a free one. We did not have to take required minimum distributions, no matter what age, no matter what account. You could just leave the money in there. But yeah, you'll have to start taking your required minimum distributions again this year, so don't forget. If you turn 70 and a half prior to the change in the SECURE Act, you're going to have to take required minimum distributions. But if you didn't, you're not required to start taking your required minimum distributions until you turn 72. And so that's a little bit of a complicated little area.
I was going to say,
There's a little overlap there. And they, you know, some people started taking distributions or had to take distributions in the year they changed that. And they have to continue to take their required minimum distributions. Some people just got over the line and avoided having to take required minimum distributions. Because I've got some people that one of the two spouses is taking required minimum distributions because they turned 70 and a half, and the other one doesn't have to take them till they're 72.
Goodness. Well, yeah, I mean, that gets tricky. And obviously, you kind of keep us on track there to make sure that the right amount comes out at the right time.
Yeah, we make sure that we're taking the right distribution amounts. And the other thing is that you can elect to take some of your required minimum distributions and give that amount directly to a qualified charity, meaning that it's not taxable to you. And so that's a great strategy to use when you're having to take required minimum distributions and you're already making charitable contributions anyway. Make those charitable contributions directly from your IRA account so that you won't have to pay income taxes on them.
That sounds like a great
strategy.
That
also can help what we talked about before, which is maybe by doing that, you'll also reduce the amount of Social Security that you might have had to pay taxes on had you taken that distribution first.
Right. And again, but those are just, to me, drives the point home why it's so important to work with somebody like you, Mark, you know, a fiduciary, independent, lot of experience. You can walk us down that trail, and you've done it many, many times with what can I say, hundreds of people?
Yes, thousands.
Thousands. You know, all right.
We've educated. We've worked with hundreds, educated thousands of people.
And again,
over 30 years. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, I get the feeling that you're not a guy that's going to retire anytime soon.
Well, I don't plan on it.
Yeah.
The good Lord may have other ideas in mind, but I don't plan on retiring. I like what I do. You know, I like helping people. And, you know, and one of the things, really kind of to wrap up this morning,
mm-hmm.
One of the best ways to avoid all three of these things that we talked about is to do good planning. You know, be able to reduce taxes on Social Security, how to, you know, structure required minimum distributions, you know, what retirement funds and where should you take money from to minimize taxes in retirement. Those are the big three things. And planning is the most important thing because it's not something you do once. It's something that you do and you set up, and it's a plan that's implemented over several years to get you to the point where it comes to fruition, where you've been able to reduce taxes. You might not be able to do it immediately. And, you know, maybe it's best to pay more taxes now so that you can pay less taxes in the future, especially if you believe, as I do, that tax rates are not going down. They're going up. You know, we just created trillions and trillions of extra dollars in debt that are going to have to be paid for. And the only way to pay for them is by paying down the debt. I mean, the only way to generate the income to pay the debt down is to increase taxes.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy path to follow, isn't it?
Yep. And, you know, taxes can be a headache. I know people don't like to deal with them. It can be difficult to avoid them entirely. But by planning for them now, it can help take the sting out of taxes later.
And again, that all starts with a phone call, Mark, and there's a no-cost, no-obligation consultation that you're offering.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're not aware or you're not getting advice on taxes, which you should be, you know, you should be getting tax advice from your advisor. If you're not, you're missing something. And, you know, we can take a look at your total picture to see what you can be doing in that area by, you know, moving investments around or taking or restructuring distributions. We've seen other people charge up to $1,000 to go over that type of scenario, and we're going to give this review to you with no cost or obligation for the next 10 callers who have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. This will help you to give you an idea if you could possibly reduce your taxes. It will be a customized plan that'll put together and look at those aspects, Social Security, required minimum distributions, and how all those things fit together. So yeah, give us a call, the first 10 callers, 712-560-0360.
You heard Mark, 10 callers right now, 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360. Mark, as always, great information and really important for folks to know.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that everybody's listening, and we're in a new year, and the days are getting longer, and the sun is getting stronger. That's what my grandpa used to say.
I like the sound of that. Hey, folks, we really appreciate you listening, and we are going to be back again next week with new topics and new questions, that and a whole lot more with Mark Eales and Mark on Money.
Coach P Radio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. EFS Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.